For the past few years, author Ben H. Winters has been writing detective novels set at the end of the world. His protagonist is Henry Pallas, a member of the police force in Concord, New Hampshire, a man working to solve mysteries while a massive asteroid known as Maya heads toward Earth. As Maya's impact grows closer, society breaks further and further down, and still, Pallas carries on. The third novel in the series has just been released. It's called World of Trouble, and joining me now is Ben H. Winters. Hello again.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. This Good. Is, by the way, a pretty ominous title for the third and final book in this trilogy.
Well, sorry. Thank you very much. We wanted to go big, you know?
Go out with a bang. No, that's right. No pun intended. But what's interesting about it, and here's a slight spoiler alert, is that the end of the second book, Pallas finds himself in a pretty good place to ride out these final 2 weeks on Earth, and he ventures out into the world anyway. He continues to take the hard road, even if he doesn't really have to.
Well, you know, the man is what he is. Yeah, totally. He finds himself presented with one last case. Pallas being Pallas, he doesn't feel he can let things get right up to the end without finding the answer to it. You know, without giving too much away, it's a case he sort of can't turn his back on. So he does. He heads off again for one more, what he presumes will be his final case. You know, because the asteroid is due to hit when this third book in the series opens. It's I think it's 14 days out, something like that. So it's a tight shave.
Now, the advantage that he had, even as society was deteriorating and the power grid was breaking down and the phone system was done, was that he was in his hometown. He knew the town. He knew where things were. He knew who was around. And that gave him an advantage in solving the mysteries. He doesn't have that in this third book. So is he going to be up to the task of solving the mystery?
Well, you'll have to find that out by reading the book, Brady. But, you know, he does. He has to venture forth from New Hampshire sort of into the Midwest. And, I think part of my vision from the beginning with this series was let's take this guy, this young guy, this very earnest guy, a good young policeman, and push him further and further and further, make the situation more and more difficult for him. It's funny because, you know, from my perspective as a mystery writer, the fact that the world is ending, it just allows me this infinite variety of obstacles to throw in the way of my protagonist. You know, like, you know, what we want from a great mystery or thriller novel or any kind of novel, really, is a big question that someone's trying to answer, and things keep making it harder and harder for him or her to get those answers. So here I've got this guy, and he's trying to solve crimes, and life just keeps getting harder and harder, and his tools keep on getting taken away from him. And as you say, now here he is with the biggest mystery of his life. The clock is ticking, and he's got to follow it into a world that he just doesn't know at all.
The theme running throughout all three books has been what matters most, or what matters at all, in the face of impending death. If the world is coming to an end, what really passes the test and what really doesn't? And with just literally days left to go here, I found myself even surprised at some of the ramifications. In other scenarios, you may convince yourself, well, you know, Pallas might act morally because he wants to be close to his family or because he wants to be seen well when he's gone. But in 2 weeks, everyone's going to be gone. There's no history or posterity for him to be represented in.
Yeah. Well, look, it's like, you know, and looked at it sort of a different way. It's like if for Pallas, if justice is a real thing, if he really believes in this, and he does, you know, he's built his life around it, his career and his whole sense of himself. If it's real, it's got to be real forever. It's got to be real no matter what. It's sort of like when you look at our country, if you say that, you know, the whole point of equality under the law is that if the rules are true for one person in one situation, the rules are true for somebody else in some other situation. That's why people get upset at, you know, at people being unfairly punished, or there being, you know, more lenient treatment for the wealthier than for the lesser off. You know, it's like if these principles mean something, they mean it permanently and forever. And or they should, you know. And I guess I ended up, especially with this last book, that being one of the things I was interested in sort of showcasing or thinking about. Is it true that justice is a real thing that matters? Because if it's true that everybody should care about it forever, it doesn't matter if an asteroid's coming tomorrow or 100 years from now, you know, or never. It should always matter.
With a book series where the premise is that an asteroid is coming to basically wipe out the world, you have a difficult challenge when you come to the end of that series, because you either have to come to the bitter end or you have to come up with a happier ending that may undercut the entire premise of the works. How hard of a needle was that to thread as you were putting this final book together?
It wasn't hard only because I knew from the beginning exactly how it was going to end. You know, there were a lot of things over the course of the trilogy that I wish I had planned out better from the beginning of book one, that I wish I had known and sort of thought more carefully about, but I always knew how it was going to play out. So I wasn't worried about it. And I could therefore ignore any feedback or exhortations or sort of insistence from various people, family members, my agent, publisher, fans, whoever, that I handle it one way or another, because I had a pretty good grounding from the get-go on how I wanted it to end up.
This series started in Concord, which, again, a slight spoiler, didn't fare terribly well in the end, shall we say. I hear you're planning another book or maybe a series of books. Can you first tell us where it's going to take place and should that place be worried?
I love that. I love the idea that whenever I set my sights on a new location for a book, then everyone trembles in fear. What will Ben Winters do to us? So yeah, I'm working on a new book. It is so far, which is very, very early in the process. It's set here in Indianapolis, where I live now. When I started writing The Last Policeman, we were living in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I was visiting my brother pretty frequently, and he lives in Concord. So that's how Concord came to be the setting for those books. I tend, when I write, to want to do a good amount of research, sort of on the ground, walking around, meeting people, talking to people, getting a feel for the place. So now that I'm living in Indy, I'm doing a lot of that here. And they needn't be worried. I mean, it's all fiction, of course. But
you never know.
Right. You never know.
The book is called World of Trouble. It's the third book in the Last Policeman series by Ben H. Winters. Thanks so much for talking again.
It is always a pleasure. Say hi to Concord for me.